Hello, friendly listeners! It's me, Earth Ranger Emma, and I'm proud to welcome you to Season 2 of the Earth Rangers podcast!
Ah! Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Honestly, we have so much good stuff planned for this season! Get ready for some breathtaking adventures! And let me tell you, I am totally gonna crush it this season with my new and improved reporting skills! Did you think I've just been chilling out since the end of last season? Well, think again. I got my scuba diving license for some deep sea exploration, I took a mountaineering course, and I have some exciting technical upgrades up my sleeve. Yep, your girl Emma has got the gear this year. This season, we'll meet lots of totally cool creatures and talk with some super smart animal experts. We might even tell a joke or two. In fact, I've been holding on to this one since January. What time is it when a rhino sits on your bed? Time to get a new bed! Speaking of jokes, we're starting our first ever contest to find the best animal joke of all times. I need you to send in your most hilarious animal jokes. Things that would make a hyena bust a gut laughing. You have until the end of April to go to earthrangers.com/podcast and click on Leave a Message to send us yours. And we'll be drawing the name of one jokester to win an extremely stylish Earth Rangers t-shirt. And since you loved them so much last year, we'll also do some challenging quizzes. In fact, I've got one for you right now. It's time to put on your thinking caps and spot the fake.
It's a fake.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
Spot the fake.
All right, Earth Rangers, get ready to use those brains because this is gonna be a tricky one. I'm gonna say the name of 5 bird species, but one of them is a total fake. Ready? Here we go. 1, the whippoorwill. 2, the red-crested sock stealer. 3, the cockapoo. 4, the shoebill stork. 5, the frogmouth. They all sound kind of made up, but I promise that only one is fake. Think about which one sounds the most suspicious, and at the end of the episode, you'll find out if you were right. Now, on to today's big adventure. We're going all the way across the Atlantic Ocean and across the continent of Africa to Tanzania. Tanzania is a country in East Africa, and it's home to Serengeti National Park, which just happens to be where you can find a creature I find super fascinating, the cheetah. Okay, here's what I already know about cheetahs. They're the fastest animal on land, and when I say fast, I mean fast. They can actually run up to 115 kilometers an hour. That's faster than the speed limit on most Canadian highways. Cheetahs have distinctive spotted coats. Their fur is a tan color, and their spots, over 2,000 of them, by the way, are black. And here's a really fun fact. Not just the cheetah's fur is spotted, their skin is too. Now, this is where I would typically play a cool cheetah sound effect, but, let's see. Lion, tiger, leopard, cougar. Nope, I don't seem to have a cheetah on file. Looks like there's only one course of action. Let's head over to Tanzania and record a cheetah ourselves. But how are we gonna get there? I thought you'd never ask. Come with me. Allow me to introduce you to Bessie. She's a vintage dual-propeller Piper Seneca. I found her in my granny's barn. Granted, she's got a few rusty patches. A lot, actually. But she flies like a charm. All right. All aboard Earth Rangers Air. Seatbelts, everyone.
This is your captain, Earth Ranger Emma. We'll be
flying directly to Serengeti National Park, Tanzania. Travel time will be super fast, thanks to the turbo boosters I added to the plane.
Now, just have to flip this switch and pull this lever and... Come on.
Whoa! Here we go!
Earth Rangers!
While we're flying, let's take a few minutes to talk about some pretty amazing African animals that you've probably never heard of. But I think you'll agree they're incredible.
Top 5 countdown. African animals you've never heard of. Number 5.
The greater kudu. This woodland antelope has awesome curved horns that can grow over a meter in length.
Number 4.
African civet. The African civet looks like a cross between a raccoon and a cat. Each civet has a special coat of black and brown spots that act like camouflage when it's in a forest.
Number 3.
Bisa oryx. I have to be honest, Earth Rangers. I've never heard of this animal before. It's a type of antelope with long, pointy horns. The Bisa oryx likes to live in dry plains and scrublands.
Number 2.
Gereza colobus. If you can call a monkey beautiful, the Gereza colobus definitely fits the bill. This monkey has lovely, long, black and white fur that makes it look just fabulous.
Number 1.
Dwarf mongoose. These cute little guys are the smallest of the mongoose family. In fact, the dwarf mongoose is Africa's smallest carnivore. Wow! I sure hope we get to see a few of those animals today! Okay, buckle up! We're coming in for a landing! Okay, Rangers. You all ready? Welcome to Tanzania. Wow, I can't believe we're actually here. Take a deep breath with me and feel that warm Serengeti sun on your skin. Serengeti National Park is a UNESCO heritage site, which means it's a very special protected place in the world. A lot of amazing animals and plants live here. It's got grasslands, savannas, forests, and woodlands. We want to stick close to the savanna area to find ourselves a cheetah or two. Are those elephants back there? Incredible. But sadly, I don't see any cheetahs. Maybe I should take up my binoculars and see if they help. Oh, wait, what's that? It's definitely a big cat, but is it a cheetah? Let me consult my checklist. Slender but muscular body, check. Yellowish tan fur with round black spots, check. Extra long tail, check. Black tear-shaped stripe going from corner of the eyes down the side of the nose, check. It's definitely a cheetah. Whoa, it really is absolutely beautiful. Now, let's do what we came here to do and get an awesome sound clip. Check out this sweet device. Our clever engineer Riley built me a super special long-distance parabolic microphone, perfect for capturing a cheetah's voice at a distance. Careful now, quietly. Now, let's turn it on and aim it towards the cheetah and... Okay, just a sec. I think my microphone might not be working. Let's just adjust a few things. All right, let's try again. Aim the mic right at the cheetah and... What? Where's the roar? Where's the big cat noise? What's all the chirping about?
Excuse me, Mr. Cheetah? What's
chirping, aren't you? And he's off. Wow, cheetahs are fast. Well, there goes our chance. Hey, here, kitty, kitty. Nope, he's not coming back. I didn't really think that through. I think it's time to call an expert to find out what's going on with the cheetah's voice. Let's see, who can I call? Ah, my friend Linda is the lead trainer of the Cat Ambassador Program at the Cincinnati Zoo. If anyone knows about cheetahs, it's her.
Please stay on the line while your call is completed. Long distance charges may apply.
Cincinnati Zoo Cat Ambassador Program.
Oh, hi there. Is this Linda?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. It's Earth Ranger Emma.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. I'm actually calling from the Serengeti right now, and we're on a mission to record the roar of a big cat. So I used my microphone, and I went and I tried to record a cheetah, but all I got was chirps. What happened? Did we get a broken cheetah?
Not at all. Actually, cheetahs are not able to roar like other large cats. That's one of the big differences between large and small cats, is the ability to roar or purr, and cheetahs can purr but not roar.
Okay, so I was listening to the chirps, and I think that maybe they're impersonating birds so that they can attract them and then catch them. Do you think that could be true?
I've never heard that before. Cheetahs don't really have birds as part of their main diet, so I would be surprised to hear that was true. I know other cats, like the Margay from South America, have been known to do that, but the cheetah chirp is actually a contact call. It's a call between mother and cubs or siblings.
So it's for talking to other cheetahs.
Yes.
Wait, you said that they're not big cats. Even though they're a meter tall, they're not officially big cats?
They are not. Yep, that's kind of surprising, but they, again, are not able to roar, and that's one of the big separators between a big cat and a small cat. You can either roar or purr, but no cat can do both.
Hmm. What kind of things do cheetahs like to do and eat?
Well, cheetahs, like all cats, enjoy napping. So they're big fans of lounging about, but they're really doing that to conserve their energy because their food is all fast food. They have to run to catch their food, and they primarily like to eat impala, warthog, hares, and gazelle. And the biggest challenge is really catching their food.
Hmm. I also like to nap and eat fast food. I feel a kinship with the cheetahs.
It's a good life.
What do you think the coolest thing is about cheetahs?
I think one of the coolest things about them is they can actually see 3 miles. They're sight hunters. So that's how they find their food. They like to stand on top of something tall, like a termite mound, or a branch of a tree that's fallen over, or sometimes a safari vehicle, and they look around the savannah to find their food.
Well, that's amazing. Wow. I thought they were cool because they were fast, but that's even cooler.
Well, I think everybody knows that cheetahs are fast, but yeah. Not many people know that they can see very well.
Mm. Are cheetahs your favorite animal?
Cheetahs are my favorite animal. My second favorite are definitely pangolins, and fishing cats are really cool.
A fishing cat? What's that?
They're a small cat that you can find in southern and southeast Asia, and they live in wetland areas, and they actually do fish and swim with their eyes open underwater, and they're really unique, just like the cheetah, which is why I love them.
Wow, that's amazing. Are there any other interesting cheetah facts that our listeners should know?
I think it's really surprising that cheetahs are so shy. So even though they're physically a large cat, they're very cautious about their environment, and they're quite shy animals, and I think that's really surprising. I think most people think they're fierce hunters, and they are, but they also happen to be really shy cats.
Oh, that's cute. Thank you so much for answering our questions. I feel like we learned a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Have fun.
Okay, bye, Linda.
Bye.
Well, Earth Rangers, we've had quite the day. We went to Tanzania, visited Serengeti National Park, saw a way cool and extremely speedy cheetah, talked to an expert and found out that our microphone wasn't broken. Cheetahs don't roar. Also, they're not even officially big cats. Who knew? And now it's time to head back home. Which means it's high time to tell you which spot the fake answer was, well, fake. If you guessed red-crested socks dealer, You're right. There's no such bird as a red-crested sock stealer. Although, it would explain where my socks disappeared to after I put them in the wash. I hope you'll join me for our next episode, where we investigate super-powered creatures. You heard me right! Animals with superpowers! Maybe I'll even discover what my own special powers are!